ගරු ආචාර්ය හර්ෂණ සූර්යපිරම අමාත්‍යතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 9ක කාලයක්
ලැබෙනවා. Honorable Chair of the House, thank you very much for the opportunity. It's a privilege, in fact, to support the motion put forward by Honorable Member Lal Premanath relating to the very timely and important subject matter, where structures and buildings constructed in the pretext of development, yet abandoned as of now, is now being proposed to be used for the benefit of public and for good use. This is a timely initiative because the money that we have spent as a nation over years and decades is people's money, money that belonged to people, money that people paid as taxes, money that this nation has borrowed from foreign nations and from local parties. As a result, the government has become indebted, unable to service our debt also. So it is very important to recognize the amount that we have spent on these structures and buildings need to be put into good use. In that sense, it is a very timely proposal that he has made, and we sincerely support this proposal. The sad reality of these structures as of now, Honorable Chair, is these abandoned structures and buildings have become a menace in the society. They are being currently used for illegal activities. They have become breeding grounds for mosquitoes. They have become centers for collecting garbage. They have become several challenges to the society. On top of that one, in addition to the money that government has spent to construct these buildings, government is continuing to spend to maintain these structures as well. Whereas these structures and buildings were expected to generate income for the government, these structures were expected to provide services to public, provide services to citizens, businesses, investors, to facilitate the activities of the government. Instead, it has now become a burden to the government, not only to look after additional expenses, to maintain them, because these were not constructed to the right standard, because the objective at the time of building, it is very questionable whether it was to meet the quality standards required or whether these were used to make money for contractors and connected parties of politicians. Therefore, it has become a necessity for us to put these buildings into the right use, but at the same time, identify what has happened as well. These structures could be our intention as the present government, Honorable Chair, is to put these structures, complete them. Current budget has allocated and provided the required financial resources to complete them and to make use of them for situations and requirements such as to build marketplaces, trading places, to support tourism sector activities, business activities, and for public activities, even for educational purposes, training colleges, and wherever it is suitable to consider for such use without taking any further time. Not only the government is going to do it, invest it, we are going to do it with the participation of private sector as well through our PPPP initiative, which is Public-Private People Participation Initiative. It is very important to understand the current government's the roadmap that we have laid through the input of the Ministry of Finances, Comptroller General's office, where these buildings, these structures to be identified, to be data collected, data recorded, data verified, and develop the level of web structures and solutions, a web-based solution where dashboards will be providing the necessary information. That is our wish. It is not only a wish, the work has already commenced. It is to be tracked. This is the particular system that we are referring is to track not only buildings, the motor vehicles and other assets and infrastructures of the government as well. One part relating to vehicles have already been completed. Our ambition, Honorable Chair, is to complete the requirement relating to the buildings component before the end of this year. We know it is an ambitious target, considering this project was ongoing for a longer period of time, but we are determined, with the help of the officials who are involved, to complete this and to ensure we are able to give the benefit back to the people who paid and who are continuing to pay for the financial resources the government has spent on this structure. I will take this opportunity, Honourable Chair. The relevance of this debate, this discussion at the moment, is to ensure these buildings, as I mentioned earlier also, was expected to provide services to citizens of this nation, to businesses of this nation, including the SME sector, to service our investors. Since I mentioned about the SME sector, I would like to give some update to the House relating to the Parate execution and the subsequent relief mechanism the present government deployed to assist them. We had nearly 212 billion worth of loans that were in stage 3 default category. Based on the relief mechanism that we created, nearly 81 billion worth of loans from the SME sectors to whom we are supposed to serve through these structures, these buildings, these investments. Nearly 81 billion loan holders have reached out to the banking system as of now for negotiations and discussions to obtain the necessary relief, which is about 40% of SME sectors, business owners who were in struggle, who were struggling and with a lot of difficulties, which is a good outcome, but which is not a very satisfactory outcome as well. We wish if the remaining amount of SME sector business community also reached out to the bank. It is an invitation as of now for them to reach out to the banks to see whether the banks can continue to provide the reliefs. Of these 40% of those loans who reached out to the banks, nearly 6 billion worth of loans are already restructured, and banks have informed us some have continued, some have started repayment of those loans as well. And we was happy to note that some of the banks have offered benefits beyond what was originally anticipated to be provided to them as well. So it is a successful outcome as of now, but we want to engage more and more businesses to reach out to the banks, start discussing with the banks, start negotiating with the banks to see whether a successful outcome can be reached despite the deadline has been ended. So as I mentioned, this is a timely intervention from the government to ensure the structures that was put forward, financial resources that were allocated in the past, at least now to be identified and put it to completion after completion to put it to good use. We expect the investors who are waiting for some of these buildings and structures to be used for the investments that they are willing to bring to Sri Lanka. Some of these structures could be used to earn additional income for the government. It could be used to earn additional income for the private sector. By contrast, they'll be contributing to the tax revenue of the government as well. But which is more important, that currently being underutilized or not utilized at all, and at this worst case scenario, they are being used for illegal purposes as well. Through this engagement, we believe we should be able to achieve a good outcome, and the government resources are deployed. We can see the political will is there, political support is there, resources are being allocated, and government servants are lined up to engage to make sure these projects are completed as well. Thank you very much for the time allocated.